George Grant said it best, if you lose your way, you have forgotten your why. It's the pro-leadership principle, people who know how follow people who know why. I love history, specifically about great leaders. I believe Winston Churchill was correct when he said that history is the study of the lives of those people who made it. My favorite leaders to study are American presidents. I want to know how they made decisions, especially the tough ones. I'm working my way through them all, and so far I've read extensively about Washington, John Adams, Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln, Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Reagan, and the Bushes. In addition to these, I have added the other founding fathers, those great early entrepreneurs without whom you most likely would not be reading this book. I've also read and studied the lives of Winston Churchill and Nelson Mandela. Both are on my hero list. One common thread I see running through all of the lives of these great leaders is the ability to make tough decisions. In fact, those decisions define their greatness. Their decisions were rarely black and white, rather different shades of gray. The pro-con factor of each decision was often unclear. Yet time was always of the essence, so delaying the decision was not an option. All of these leaders had strong counsel, but in the end, all were left alone to make the decision, and they had the courage and conviction to make it. They all were pro-leaders. When it comes right down to it, a leader's primary responsibility is decision-making. Sometimes you are right, and sometimes you are wrong. But you must always act. So here's the question for you. When leadership requires you to make a decision, have you ever wondered what to do? Wrestled with it? Said yes when in your heart you knew you should have said no? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, you are not alone. How then is a good decision made?